Hello, everybody. Okay, so I'm doing two things at once right now. I am recording a live video on the Facebook HeartRefined Facebook page, and I'm also doing recording a podcast because I think I want to start putting out a lot of good audio video content. I used to do videos and several podcasts a while ago, live videos especially, because it was just like a fuel. I love doing it all the time. But then I started writing more and more, and then I got kind of afraid to do live videos, but I really enjoy the interaction. And then, of course, I love the podcast being available because there's some of you who can't listen on Facebook or watch on Facebook, but you may have drive time or laundry time or jogging time, whatever that looks like, to where you can listen. And then there's some of you who watch on Facebook, but you also want to be able to share with your friends who are not on Facebook. So there you go. You got the whole world going on. So, and another thing too, is I've been in a bit of a jumble in my mind, and I know you women can completely understand, especially in relation to hormones. And if you've had COVID, COVID fatigue, all that kind of stuff. So I've been dealing with quite a while, some hormone issues, and I'm coming up here December 1, y'all, I'm having a hysterectomy. Me and I'm oddly excited about it. I've been struggling quite a bit with heavy bleeding and all that kind of stuff, anemia in relation. Don't worry though, it's all being taken care of. The doctors are doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing holistically to prepare myself for that and fighting the good fight. So don't worry, it's all in check. But in the meantime, and then of course I got COVID, and so I came out of COVID with I would say doing pretty well, and then hit the brick wall of another period and just feeling so bad and my brain so jumbled. And then I started thinking about how am I going to have my normal quiet time? How am I going to do this and spend time with the Lord and succeed or excel? And you know, you keep getting in those little spots in your brain, like I'm not going to do this good enough. So then you kind of check out and don't do anything at all because you don't know what to do. Well, the Lord is good. He's faithful. And he reminded me of something as I sat here yesterday morning. And I have another thing. I'll probably do it tomorrow or Friday that the Lord showed me this morning. But yesterday morning, I just sat down and I could not get my brain straight. And I just started writing. Our church is going through a series on spiritual warfare. And we're, of course, in Ephesians 6. We're talking about putting on the armor of God. So I sat down and just started writing Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, which is finally be strengthened by the Lord and his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. Of course, it goes on and on. And as I began to write this, it washed over me. You recognize that reading this prayer or praying this as a prayer is not just some magic potion that you wash over yourself. I think this is something that we fool ourselves with a little bit. While it is important to use the Word of God to pray over our lives, I think we think that there is this perfect prayer that we can pray at any given point that will put a little bubble around us and then we can stand against the schemes of the devil that way. Well, it looks a little different. While we do need to believe that our prayer and our relationship with Jesus sets us up for protection in his holiness, as we stay in that relationship with him, it does set us up for protection. But that particular thing is not where you just wake up in the morning and say it and it'll happen. It is a continual motion where you set yourself up for not just the word, not when I say the word success, not just some basic success that you have in this life, some prosperity gospel idea. No, it's learning that the Spirit of Jesus is moving with you, walking with you, leading and guiding and directing you through the day. It's understanding that Jesus, who did die for you and who rose again, that he rose, he ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father, where he actively intercedes with you, intercedes for you. And that means he actually weeps with you. He actually hurts with you. He sits with you in understanding, but he doesn't just leave you there. Then he advocates before the Father. So there's this knowing in your spirit that happens, and that is understanding. It's reminding you. It's not creating or conjuring up some spirit that's going to protect you, it's remembering the one that already does. And you think of God the Father. This is the creator of all the universe. And he who doesn't need you even slightly, you are his delight. He is so in love with you that he set into motion your salvation through Jesus Christ, or your possibility, the opportunity for you to accept salvation through Jesus Christ. And that is something that we can sit back and chew on. So if you go into seasons like myself, where your brain is just not working, where you're feeling like, I can't make it one more day, my hormones are crazy, my life is crazy, everything around me is bananas, we live in an evil world. But at the same time, you can sit back and recognize something. And y'all, this little nugget right here rolls throughout my spirit. And I can tell you that I know beyond know. And even if I don't sit down and do my hard study because my brain won't work or whatever, I know beyond know that God is working in and through me, and that he is still in control. He is seated at Jesus is seated at the right hand of Almighty God, and all is well. But this is the statement that I chew on often. It is the invisible God, the God outside of space and time, who sent his son Jesus, is completely trustworthy and altogether lovely. And because of that, I can live. That's it. That's all you have to know in your spirit. That doesn't mean that you're completely relieved of your responsibility of being in the Word and learning and growing. But sometimes there are seasons where you just have to know. I think there are plenty of people who've gone through COVID who cannot lift their head off of a bed without throwing up or having trouble breathing. There are cancer patients. There are people who deal with chronic depression and anxiety and so on and so forth. And you know, there's some seasons where if you can just whisper, God, you are real. You are the God outside of space and time, and you are completely trustworthy and altogether lovely. And you know that there will be a revival in your spirit. Your body's response to this world is not the measure of God's realness or his goodness. It's just our spot in this world. That's just where we are. And so as we look at this armor that we put on, we recognize those portions that we put over our body, the belt on our waist, the armor on your chest, the feet that are sandaled with the readiness of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But I think about that helmet. Me, myself, throughout my life, I've had multiple head injuries. I was an addict, an alcoholic, been through electroshock therapy, all these different things, y'all. I just should not even be able to correspond in any way with anybody, but I can. And I look at how the enemy tries to throw things at our head, but because of this helmet of salvation, we can guard against the accusations, the words of defeat. You'll never be good enough. You're stupid. You're a failure. You want to know one of the things, and this is, some people may not like to hear this, but this is something that Satan kept saying to me over and over and over. You will never be anything but an effing whore. That's all I could hear in my head, and excuse that, but I'm just wanting to be real with you. That's all I could hear. But because the Lord reminded me, as I continued to study the Word, I put that sword of the Spirit, as I picked it up, I was reminded that my head is protected. My heart is protected, and I don't have to listen to that garbage anymore. So in days like today where I can't barely think straight, there's been these years of training and knowing that God is real, God is good, he is perfect, and he is on his throne. And so the accusations that could be thrown against me in this week time, they don't win. They can't win. And it's not because I conjured up a spirit. It is because he is good and he is faithful to his chosen people. And recognize something when I say those words, chosen people. That just means those who have chosen him. He has made salvation through Jesus Christ available to every single person. It does not matter if you're Jew or Gentile, if you are black or white, it does not matter if you are male or female, if you are young or old, it is available to you. And I'm telling you something, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior today and you cannot figure out how to get out of your head, I'm saying to you, listen to the call that comes from Him and watch Him robe you in the righteousness that is His armor. Okay, I think I should probably be quiet now. I'm going to read one verse and then I'll be quiet. Psalm 94, and this is not one verse, it's 17 through 19. But it says, if the Lord had not been my helper, I would soon rest in the silence of death. If I say my foot is slipping, Your faithful love will support me, Lord, when I am filled with cares or anxieties or sickness or whatever. Your comfort brings me joy. That is the truth. That is the readiness of the gospel of peace. And I didn't do it. He did. All right. Again, remember, it is available. There's much available on podcasts that can be found on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, and some other sources, but those are the three greatest ones. Look it up. Share it with a friend. I am so grateful that I get the opportunity of sharing what God does every single day through His perfect word. And I'm so thankful that even in weakness, He is on His throne. God bless you, friends. Bye.